This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jason Mackey with us here from the Post-Gazette and 93.7thefan.com on evenings and weekends. Jason, this is kind of a little bit out of left field, but I saw this today and I wanted to get your thoughts on it. We have Keith Law updating his prospect list. He has Bubba Chandler as the seventh best prospect in all of baseball. The guy who has dropped the most on his prospect list this season is Nick York, who he said had a swing change this year that is basically ruining his career. Have you heard anything along those lines?
I have not. I know he's not had a great year, and I'm sorry, Andrew, I can't confirm nor deny it. I mean, he's somebody that's come along after I left the beat. I'm around him, I see him, but it wasn't the same as when I was reporting on the team. I haven't gotten to know him all that well.
How much as a habit are you aware that, like, the Charrington regime, when they acquire players, Jason, tries to sort of put them on the Pirates plan more so than, okay, we acquired this product. We're pretty happy with how he is. We're going to let him just play in our system versus what I just described previously.
They like the tinker, Chris. And I can't say that's what they're doing with York. But I know in general, and that was one of the criticisms of the former group, and I think it's continued into this one a little bit. That was one of the things that guys like Henry Davis, Jack Sawinski, they liked more about this current group, is that they didn't tinker as much. They weren't screwing with mechanics of swings. And again, this is just speaking generally. I can't speak for Nick York, but that's one of the things that people have you can't do it, right? Like, you need to trust guys.
Well, they're tinkering, but like, to what is it, like, to one consistent end with hitters? They want all of their hitters to embody certain traits, like, or is it just tinkering all over the map here?
I think it's tinkering all over the map, and I think it's not riding things out. I think it's not immediately getting results and you're starting to mess with things. I think they had too quick of a hook in the past. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying like they screw with everybody's hands or they tell everybody to widen their base or whatever. You know, it's just generally, if you're not getting results immediately, we're not going to ride this out. We're going to start to try to fix you. We want to get our hands on you, and we want to try to correct the problem. When sometimes it's just reps. Look at Canario right now. Like, he's playing and getting comfortable. There's not one, you know, cookie cutter solution for everybody.
Did they tinker with Skeens or the changes that were made? He made them on his own.
No, they let him go, man. And I'll give the Pirates credit for that. They don't mess with him. He warms up how he wants. He works out, he designs his own plan, he has his own people, and they support that. So no, that's not been Pirates.
Did you get the sense when you talked to him Friday about the big picture stuff that he still believes that this is the place that's best for him and that it can be righted and fixed and all those things?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'll go with all of that. I mean, Paul knows reality. He's not a stupid guy. He knows what the rules say. Does he think he can win here? Yes, I do think he genuinely believes that. And people might think he's nuts, whatever. I don't know Paul Skenes to think outside of where his feet are. And if I look at other teams and the way they do things, like, I do think it's relatively possible to win here. You have to make some different decisions. You have to get themselves out of a mess right now. But no, I've never gotten the feeling from Paul or people surrounding him, Andrew, that he feels like defeated or frustrated here. He likes it here. He also gets the business. You know, I don't think he's going to sign long term here, but I don't think he's going to be miserable while he's a Pirate.
Jason, are we seeing any kind of a real breakthrough, in your opinion, from Paul Skenes' personal catcher, Henry Davis? Is he going to become the personal catcher for the rest of the staff pretty soon?
I don't know. I have some doubts. And Chris, I heard you on the nightly sports call last night after my evening show, and I mostly agree with what you said on, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong on him being a bona fide, consistent major league hitter. There's more evidence to the contrary than there is that this is going to be some sort of breakout. Where I'm at with Henry right now is I need to see more. I need to see him play. He should be playing. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think he's going to get a lot of reps, you know, until Bart gets back. And even when Bart gets back, he needs to stay in there. So I think there's a possibility. I just don't think it's a strong one.
Are you aware of the announcements that were made a little while ago on the station regarding our marathon show? And you have a 4 a.m. Start time with Jack Hillgrove on Friday morning. Have you worked with Jack before? Do you feel slighted that you're getting stuck doing a graveyard shift that begins at 4 a.m.? How does your wife and kids feel about that decision by our bosses here?
Man, we'll make it work. I'm grateful to be involved.
Here comes the cliches. Here comes the athletes. Jane, you know.
Dude, what am I going to do? Start complaining
he's
about
do
it?
Athlete speak here.
Yep, that's what he's doing.
I'm not. No,
just
no,
happy
I'm
to
not
be here.
Start complaining about my time slot, Andrew. Would I like to be more in prime time? Sure. Do I deserve it to be above you and Chris and Joe and everybody else? No, I don't. So I'm going to work my butt off and do the best job I can.
Have you worked with Hillgrove before?
Support me. What's that?
Have you worked with Hillgrove before?
I've been on. Yes. I have. He's had me on when he hosted, both as a beat writer and
he brings you on as a guest. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Question, Jason. Who of the two of you, like, I used to drive the show when it was me and Starkey. Andrew is more comfortable in that posture now, which I sit in this chair. Not everybody can do that. Props to me. I'm great, wonderful, special. If it's you and Jack, who's driving the show? Who's taking the wheel and steering for those 2 hours at 4 a.m.?
I'm probably going to steer.
You're going to steer.
I'll probably take the wheel. Yeah. Or maybe we'll split
you got
it
a
up.
Lot, listen, I mean, you got a lot of steering. Truckers. You got loyal listeners there, so you can't just shirk your responsibilities. You got to make that chop chop here because that's a big 2 hour stretch. Normally, Harry Callis would be taking over on the early morning show at 5 a.m.
Donnie, do we think that Hillgrove's going to be taking amphetamines or he's going to be half drunk when he does that shift at 4 a.m.? How do you think Jack gets himself wired to do a 4 a.m. shift?
I think Jack will be good. Now he is coming from his other job, I believe.
Like no rest.
So you're going to have to do heavy lifting there, Jason.
I'm going to have to drive.
Jason, can I give you a suggestion?
I could be wrong.
Jason, suggestion.
Cocaine.
No.
Lots of it.
I think you got to put a pit trivia quiz together for Jack. I think you got to put him through his pit paces. We all know the last name. We all know who Jack's grandfather is. I think you have to put a pit trivia quiz together for Jack.
I didn't want to go there, but now that you mentioned it, Bostic put out one of the worst pit lists I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh, my God. Should he be ashamed of himself?
What did he do?
I like coming out hot, though, Chris. Let me just finish that. I like 4 a.m. start just firing trivia questions off of him. Make it really awkward.
Jason, as the only person who ever manned the 2 to 6 a.m. show as a full-time host on this station's 15-year history, I can tell you can get away with almost anything.
Let me give you a taste of what I'm talking about. Bostic, last weekend.
Okay.
Top 25 players of the first quarter century.
For Pitt football.
Yes, Pitt players.
Pitt football, okay.
17, Andy Lee.
Great punter.
18, Tyler Boyd.
What?
How do you have a punter?
Andy Lee above Tyler Boyd?
Ahead of the guy who left the program as their leading all-timer. If I did that, I would expect to get nothing but, oh, this Syracuse idiot doesn't know Pitt football. This is the color analyst who said an effing punter is ahead of, obviously, Larry Fitzgerald's one.
If he put Dave Brightus ahead of him, I wouldn't have said anything because Brightus could kick all of our asses
like 10
ways
stats,
to Sunday.
He was the best receiver. He put up more numbers than any Pitt receiver ever.
And they've had
and
multiple
he's behind
Blitnikoff
a punter.
Guys.
A punter!
Give me more. Is there more?
Well, that's the one big one that I like to rag him about.
Where did he have Doran on the list?
What's his top five? Top 10, something.
Wait, where did he have Doran on the list?
He had Doran 11th. Here's his top five. What are you making that face for?
Go Doran's ahead, gonna, say it. Get Doran's yourself in trouble. Doran's going to kick my ass, but whatever. I'd put Tyler Boyd ahead of Doran.
You've got Shady McCoy 5, Darrell Revis 4, Kenny Pickett 3. Aaron Donald 2 and Larry Fitzgerald 1.
What, did he let you make one pick out of the top five?
I'm okay with for college Pickett being ahead of Revis. I think Pickett versus McCoy is a debate. I would put Shady ahead of Revis for
my
sure.
My top three in any order are Shady, Fitz, Aaron Donald. Fitz should be number one in my opinion. Probably Donald
and
2 and Shady 3. And then I put Revis 4 ahead of Pickett.
All right, Jason.
All right, guys.
We'll
good
talk again next week. Thank you.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.